get their World Cup title. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. For the third time in history, the World Cup was decided in a penalty kick shootout.
Gonzalo Montiel can win the World Cup for Argentina with this kick.
Fox TV on the call. Montiel found the back of the net to ignite the celebration in Qatar. Argentina beat the French 4-2 on penalty kicks. Veteran superstar Lionel Messi scored twice for Argentina, including one extra time goal. Messi finished the tournament with 7 goals. Kylian Mbappe came up with the first hat trick in a World Cup final in 56 years for the defending champs.
Fox's Bob Martelli. Title 42 is set to end on Wednesday, and border towns are bracing for an even larger influx of migrants when it does. Fox's Bill Malouf. Jim reports from Eagle Pass, Texas.
The Democrat-led city of El Paso finally declared a state of emergency over the ongoing migrant crisis there. They become the latest border city to have to declare an emergency during this border crisis, the other two being Del Rio, Texas last summer and Yuma, Arizona last year as well. Here where we are in Eagle Pass, they have not done so, but they are getting inundated day in and day out.
Nearly 20 Republican-led states are waging a legal battle in an effort to keep Title 42 in place. With millions of Americans expected to take to the roads for holiday destinations, there's some good news for drivers.
We have another steep decline in the price of gasoline. Regular grade at retail just fell 28 cents per gallon in the past 2 weeks, and the new price is $3.27. This makes for a 72-cent price drop over the past 10 weeks.
Industry analyst Trubby Lumberg predicts that further drops could be coming in the future. Tulsa has the lowest national average at $2.50 per gallon, and Honolulu with the highest at $5.05 per gallon. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
North Korea test-fired a pair of ballistic missiles with a range that could strike Japan. The test could have been a protest over Tokyo's adoption of a new security strategy aimed at more offensive footing against North Korea and China. Health officials are warning about a triple threat from respiratory diseases. Fox's John Scott reports.
Tis the season to be jolly or possibly very ill. That's because a triple-demic is sweeping the nation just as families and friends get ready to gather for the holidays. Doctors tell us flu and RSV infections are on the rise, along with lingering COVID symptoms. Officials estimate there already have been at least 13 million cases of flu so far this season. A reminder, the flu can be deadly, especially among the elderly. They're advised to get flu shots as soon as possible.
The CDC reports that about 44% of U.S. counties have medium to high COVID-19 levels. Two Atlanta teens are dead and 3 others injured after a shootout between 2 groups.
An apartment community in southwest Atlanta turned into a massive crime scene Saturday night after what police are calling a shootout.
I was scared. I was petrified. I thought I was having a panic attack.
Wanda Ferguson was describing the moment she heard about the shooting. She wasn't here at the time, but her mom and 2 kids were. She says she knows one of the people allegedly involved.
They say that the little boys opened up fire on them, on my nephew, and my nephew retaliated back.
Atlanta police say the shootout was all because of some kind of dispute on social media. Media, which ended at the apartment complex with bullets. 14-year-old and 16-year-old boys were killed in the shooting. A 15-year-old girl, a 15-year-old boy, and an 11-year-old boy were injured.
Fox 5 Atlanta's Tyler Fingert. Officials at a Swedish zoo managed to get three escaped chimpanzees back into an enclosure, but the zoo says four others were shot as a last resort. I'm Joe Chu, Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.